coronet to stay open after emergency review. Police ask council to consider suspending license after crowd of 200 try to get into club. The Coronet Theatre will continue operating, but with heightened security and events pulled from its schedule following an emergency review of its license. Councillors on the council's licensing subcommittee reviewed the historic venue's license on Thursday, July 6. The review was requested by the Met Police following a large-scale fight that happened outside its doors in the early hours of Sunday morning, July 2. A dogs unit and territorial support were deployed to guard the venue after 2 a.m. as some 200 people without tickets tried to force entry into a sold-out clubbing event. A 25-year-old was injured, though no arrests were made. Lit London, who promoted the clubbing event that night, released a statement blaming the violence on a small group of frustrated people who did not have pre-sale tickets. The police had asked the committee to consider suspending the license held by Elephant Music Limited, who managed the 2,600 capacity venue, but councillors have allowed the venue to stay open on the condition that interim measures are taken. Three events that are considered a risk by the premises and attract a specific type of person have been cancelled, with full refunds offered. They include Project X, Summer Break Edition, July 7th, 2017. Dance Hall v Soccer, Bikini vs Gym Chest Foam Party, July 22nd, 2017. PJ Lingerie Party, the UK's biggest lingerie and pajama affair party in London, July 29th, 2017. All other events are still scheduled to take place, but the venue has been ordered to increase its security staff for night events. The Coronet will now have a security-to-guest ratio of 50 to 1 instead of the 75 to 1 as stipulated under its licence. Staff will also have to improve its queuing system. During the violence on Sunday morning, the police claimed that guests had waited outside for over 2 hours and some tried to break in via the railway lines and emergency exits. They also referred to other recent disturbances at the venue. On February the 26th, a large group of males broke in, one believed to be carrying a gun. On May 13th, there were reports of 100 people fighting outside the Coronet. Police said in their evidence to the committee that 15 reports of violent incidents had been made about events at the Coronet in 2017. Minutes from the review meeting said the Coronet's managers told the committee they had an excellent working relationship with the licensing authority and the police, and overall the premises were well run. The venue's management advised that it was not necessary to suspend the license, nor was it appropriate and proportionate. The managers of the Coronet were approached for comment, but they did not reply. The police did not put forward suggestions that any terms of the license had been breached, but the committee had concerns about the extent of police resources that had been taken up and the time it took to control that disorder, and finally the lack of resources that had been left available for the rest of the borough if a major incident had occurred. A second, more detailed review of the venue's license by Southwark Licensing Subcommittee will take place on July 31st. The Coronet is due to close in January, when a one-year extension of its lease with landlord and property developer Delancey will end. The venue is then set to be demolished in 2019 as part of the regeneration of the Elephant and Castle shopping centre.